News. Military site loss champions. We are pleased to share the launch of our new Military Site Loss Champions scheme, an initiative designed to strengthen the connection between Blind Veterans UK and the wider armed forces community. This new initiative invites serving personnel of the British Armed Forces, including reservists and cadet forces, to act as champions for veterans living with sight loss. Through fundraising, volunteering, education and advocacy, Military Sight Loss Champions will help raise awareness of sight loss and support the vital work that Blind Veterans UK carries out every day. Being a Military Sight Loss Champion offers a flexible way to contribute to our work. Champions can get involved in many ways, reflecting the diverse skills and commitments of the military community. The level of commitment is entirely up to each champion, meaning individuals or units can tailor their involvement around service life and operational demands. Find out more and get involved at blindveterans.org.uk/champions. £500 raised at Towngate Social Club. On Saturday the 24th of January, Jess Wood, volunteer support lead and member of John Dobson, attended a cheque presentation on behalf of Blind Veterans UK at Towngate Social Club in Leyland. Jess and John spoke to more than 100 attendees about the charity's work. John shared personal experiences of the support he has received. Then Steve, the club's owner, kindly presented a cheque for £500. Our sincere thanks go to Steve, the staff there and all club members for their fantastic fundraising efforts through various activities. It was a wonderful evening and an excellent opportunity to raise awareness of the charity's impact. Andy's 200 miles a month resolution. Member Andy Leach has set himself a huge challenge to run or walk 200 miles every month throughout 2026 to support our charity. That's 2,400 miles by the end of the year. Since joining Blind Veterans UK, Andy 51 has thrown himself into physical challenges, including triathlons, 100-kilometre walks, cycling challenges between London and Brighton, 10 London marathons, ultramarathons, and endurance adventures. Andy came up with the idea for this challenge as his marathon training has intensified in the lead-up to the London Marathon this April. He told us he's increasingly aware of how much the charity has done for him and his family and feels driven to give something back. As he puts it, that's why I'm so passionate about supporting the charity and helping them make a difference for others just like they did for us. You can hear more about Andy's story and help him reach his fundraising goal at justgiving.com/page/AndrewLeichRunsWalk. That's all one word. I'm going to do all this again. Andrew Leich Runs Walk to 2,400 miles 2026. Royal Welsh Soldiers Run the Length of Wales. A group of serving Royal Welsh soldiers ran across the length of Wales in February to raise money for Blind Veterans UK and other charities. The route was designed to pass through all 11 founding rugby clubs of the Welsh Rugby Union. At each club, the group attempted to score a try and conversion from the halfway line before the club president presented a bespoke WRU rugby ball. The 12 soldiers will cover 313 miles across the 6 days, starting at CSM Stadium in Colwyn Bay and concluding at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, where the group ran onto the pitch at half-time during Wales' Six Nations match against France. In a show of unity and support, joining the group on the final leg into the Principality Stadium were two blind veterans, Andy and Darren, alongside their partners, as well as our military lead, Tim Eckersley. Tim says the support we receive from the UK Armed Forces always makes a huge difference to the lives of veterans living with sight loss. The 3rd Battalion of Royal Welsh Regiment are great examples of this, and we thank them for taking on this challenge for our charity.